Yevamos per gud gimel mishnah dalet hamemenes beish. When a girl is memayin, who mutter bekrovaseh? He's mutter to marry her relatives now. V'hi mutaris bekrovav, and she's allowed to marry his relatives because she retroactively dissolved the whole marriage. V'loy psalam min akuna. Not only that, she's not considered a grusha. She is not posel from kahuna. However, nosel la get. But if he would give her a get, who aser bekrovaseh? He then would be aser to her relatives, because a person is not allowed to marry the relatives of the woman that he divorces. V'hi asur bekrovav, and she's aser to his relatives. Upsalam in akuna, and she's posel to kahuna. Nosel la get vechzir, if he gives her a get, and then she goes and marries him again. So there's a din, we know, machzir gushaso, one is not allowed to remarry the wife that he divorces, but that's only if she marries somebody in between. If he just divorces her, he's definitely allowed to take her back. So here, he gave the katana a get, and then she went back to him, and then she's still a katana, mianavo, but then she says, you know what? I'm still a katana. I want to just annul the whole thing retroactively. So she can do that. And now what does she then do? V'nises la'acher. She then goes and marries a different man. V'nis armala o nisgarsha. And now she becomes a widow or a divorcee. Mutaras la'achser lo. She's now mutter to marry that first husband. Why? Because the klal is, we're going to see at the end of the Mishnah, that miyun is mevatel the get from beforehand, meaning that even though she initially divorced her first husband while she was a ketana, since she went back to him and then did mian to that same guy, so the mian overrode the initial divorce, and she just did mian, and it was as if she was never married to him to begin with. So therefore, once she divorces from the second husband or the second husband dies, she can go marry the first husband because that's not called machzer gushal, so it's as if she never married him to begin with. However, the Mishnah continues, Me'ana bo, if she does mian to the first husband, vechsira, and then he remarries her, so it's as if he's married for the first time, noson la get, but now he gives a get while she's a katana, v'nises la acher, and now she goes and marries a second husband, v'nis armol and iskarsha, and then the second husband dies, or she gets divorced from him, asur lachser lo, so now she can't marry the first husband. Why? Because the last thing she did to the first husband was a get. And since she did a get, that would be a machzer grushaso, because now she married somebody after that get. Zeha klal, get achar mian. If a get comes after the mian, asur lachzer lo, then it's also for her to remarry him if she would marry somebody afterwards, because that's machzer grushaso. Mian achar get, but if she did mian after the get, mian meaning mian to the first husband, if she annulled the marriage to the first husband, even though she once had a get to that first husband, Mutaris lachsalo, she can go and return to that first husband because the mian is mevatel everything that happened beforehand, and as if she was never married to the first husband at all.